Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Lane.
Mateo Lane, welcome to the show, my friend. I'm so happy we can do this.
You're in New York. We're here.
It's good to see you. We miss you at festivals.
I'm in New York, I'm doing it. I'm making it happen. Me and Liza are still making it happen.
I can't believe she's still making it
How
happen.
How is she making it happen?
I don't know.
Right?
I'll tell you.
She does it with...
I'm obsessed with her. She's really been white-knuckling it for years. But, I mean,
Hang on a second. A gay man is obsessed with Liza Minnelli. Stop it.
Hold it.
Stop the presses. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Yeah, but at least my generation, like, I mean, now, like, it changes to, like, Lady Gaga. Ariana Grande, but I'm still sticking with Liza.
You're kicking it old school. I love it.
I love Maria Callas and I love Liza Minnelli.
There you go.
Beautiful.
It's also true what you said, Jay. Like, summer does feel like the time when you get to see all the New York comics that you know and love, unless you go to the city or they happen to be here. But like just that run of festivals, it feels like our version of like summer break where you get to see everybody.
Either we're in Austin for Moon Tower, or then we're Montreal, and then that's where we get to hang with all you guys. And yeah, I will say that Liza Minnelli does seem like someone who has every pre-existing condition. So I don't know why she would be out at all doing anything in these days. But
she feels like she was born wheezing.
I was trying to go to Sardis.
Why are you wheezing?
It's a great line.
I was having so much fun. Yeah, she's so ridiculous.
I know. She's very, very understated. She makes Kristen Wiig look overstated. Yes, she does what she does.
She's very sad.
So we believe that the world's getting dumber. I don't know if you have that thought. Do you believe that it's getting dumber, or are we just being exposed?
It's always been dumb. I think the world's always been stupid, and there's a few select few who are smart and just like drag us through the mud to move forward in society, and then the rest of us are a bunch of idiots.
Great. All right. I put myself in that category.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're...
Yeah, but at least you got dragged there. It's the people who won't be dragged.
It's the people who dig their feet in as they're getting dragged.
We allow ourselves to be dragged by the smart people, right?
Well, I mean, at some point you're like left with no choice. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Yeah. Like everyone talks about the Renaissance era in Italy, and I'm sure it was just Da Vinci being like, yeah, you're all a bunch of fucking idiots. Like all of you.
Right. Yeah.
You're all fucking, like only one person really merged from that being like, yeah, I'm a fucking G. I'm like literally trying to figure out how to fly. Yeah. And the rest of you are like, orange, you know, it's just like you're all idiots.
Yes. I fully believe that. And I think we're maybe just going through that right now. Well, what happens is we have our awesome fans send us great stories and then we just break them
down. Of dumb people doing dumb things.
And I'm so happy that you're with us. And again, this pandemic allows us to hang with our friends who are on the other coast. And this is just a treat. So let's jump into the story, shall we?
Okay, you ready? This was sent in by Michael Drum at Michael Drum on Twitter. It's two M's in
Beat
Drum.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Authorities did their due diligence this week after a woman thought she bought a package of smoked turkey tails. I did not know that was even a thing.
Is that a thing?
Isn't
that
what?
Smoked turkey tails.
Isn't that just feathers?
I didn't
Turkeys know. Have a tail?
Do they?
Is it the little nub?
This is
that,
where
like
I'm
the
dumb.
Feathers all fan out from? I've never heard of a turkey tail.
Maybe this woman was like, I saw myself a turkey tail. And you're like,
Right. Get them turkey
It's like when somebody
tails.
Tries to buy something at a place that they don't sell. How much for these turkey tails? Sir, we have no...
we don't know what that is.
Turkey tails.
And then a manager comes out and is like, what are you looking for?
Right.
Yeah, we got that.
We got that. Like, we started selling turkey tails.
Yes, we have turkey tails.
Yes. So
I didn't know Turkey Tales existed.
Nor did
Turkey
I.
Turkey Tales sounds like a fable during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yes. Turkey Tales. Grandpa got up and told the Turkey Tales, and then he took a shit in the living room. Yeah,
sure.
All right. Okay. Wait, so and she thought they were smoked,
and a bag.
Uh huh.
A bag of smoked Turkey Tales. Okay.
Got it. Trying to say beef jerky.
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
That's but it, the fact that it's in a bag.
Like a really like back water like way of like New Orleans way, like grew up there. It has like, mm-hmm. you know, just lives in a swamp and you're like turkey tail. And you're like, right. No, that's a beef jerky.
Right. Or
just get into how stupid the name beef jerky is too.
Right. I know.
Oh, I know.
That's dumb. Why are we clinging to that like turkey it's tails, genius?
Turkey tails is just a carnival food. Like it's something completely different that they call turkey tails.
Like if you get an elephant ear.
Right.
Turkey tails sounds like the demon version of Veggie Tales.
Yeah. Yes.
Sure. Which I would watch.
Christian, you know, maybe it's like the devil's like, well, we have turkey tails.
Turkey right. tails also could be a kid's show.
Yeah.
Turkey tails, yeah. turkey tails.
Yeah, but you learn, like you become agnostic.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. So
I also want to bring back into the lexicon, and Mateo, I want you to help me do this. You turkey as like a you idiot. You come on, you turkey.
Jive turkey.
You turkey. I want to bring turkey back.
The turkey?
Yes.
No.
Jive turkey.
This turkey over here.
I've never heard turkey.
This you turkey.
You know what I
get over here, you bunch of turkeys.
What happened to putts?
Honestly, in high school, I would have rather been called a faggot than a turkey.
Oh, come on. Oh man. You went to fame high school. I can't believe you went to a performance arts high school. And you still wanted that.
To John Hersey High School, northwest side of Chicago in the suburbs. And fun.
Yeah.
Dan, do you know that high school?
No. I'm from Rochelle, Illinois, out by like south of Rockford and DeKalb area. So
we're far out. Yeah, I'm next to
Yeah, we're 100 years away.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to know until like, you know, you get to state and then you just lose to one of those Chicago schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So she tries to buy a package of smoked turkey tails, mm-hmm. which we all are going to have to believe is
don't know what that is.
But she received something that was much more phallic shaped than expected.
Yep.
Lamia Singfield of Akron, Ohio. Mm-hmm. This comes from thebeaconjournal.com. Said she had purchased a pack of smoked turkey tails from the grocery store to cook for dinner. So they're not even pre-cooked.
Yeah.
But they're smoked.
You never get your turkey tails pre-cooked.
As she was cooking them in beans, she said something didn't look right. Now, what if turkey tails and beans are one of the best dishes none of us have ever had?
I don't know. If someone out there, one of our fans...
Turkey tails and beans.
Has made turkey tails and beans. I want photo evidence.
Should I just Google what a turkey tail is?
Yes, Google it. Do it while we're talking.
I'm just wildly confused. Okay, turkey tails.
Do it.
Okay, apparently it's a thing.
Okay.
wait a minute. Why are mushrooms coming up?
Okay.
I'm just going to write what is
turkey.
What
do you guys think the Urban Dictionary definition of a turkey tail is?
I don't know.
When you take a shit and it sticks out of your ass and you spin around going, oh, no.
Yep, that'll work.
That's it.
That checks out.
That's it.
And that's how you celebrate the two nights before Thanksgiving.
And that's how you write the tail.
Is a thing that includes a quarter billion turkeys, is also known as the parson's nose, pope nose, or sultan's nose. The tail is actually a gland that attaches the turkey's feathers to its body.
There you go.
It is filled with oil that the birds use to preen itself. So about 75% of the calories come from fat.
Mm-hmm.
They use for turkey tail as a medicinal mushroom with an impressive range of benefits. Plus, I have no idea. So apparently,
neither do we. Now you know more than we do.
Okay, now we know. All right, good. We got
it. What do you put in a stew? It's got all that fat in it.
Jeez. Yeah, you let the fat burn off the turkey tail, and then you got the stew.
Something didn't look right. One of the tails looked a lot more like a human penis than any other kind of meat, she said.
How would she know?
Quote, this is what she said on a Facebook live stream. I'm calling Save-A-Lot. This ain't right. I know what this is. Who knew that Save-A-Lot was your premier stop for turkey tails?
Or human penises.
Right. Also, if don't call the store, someone there, if that's real, someone killed somebody, call the cops.
I mean, if they literally are human penises, this woman is literally eating a bag of dicks.
Yes, she is.
Right. Well, at least one.
A bag of one.
Right.
How did that phrase come up? Eat a bag of dicks.
Save-A-Lot.
Yeah. It's like you go down to Save-A-Lot and go eat a
bag of dicks. That's what this is.
Do you have a bag of penises? Get a bag of dicks.
Yeah, we just did.
Did you say you go to Costco and say that? We don't have a bag. We've got a pallet of dicks.
Right. Hey,
Jerry, get the forklift and bring it on over
here. It's 8,000 dicks.
The bag of dicks are right next to the air conditioner, which is next to the oil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pass the coffins.
Yeah. The turkey tails are by the baby coffins. Right. All right.
Her receipt says she bought turkey tails, she said, as though she thought the receipt might say turkey tails with one penis
right. in it.
Right. Yeah. She's like, I didn't buy a human
penis. I'm looking at the receipt right here.
It does
here.
Not say human penis.
It's saying that I bought no human penises.
A photo of the label she provided says smoked pork tails. So is that even turkey tails?
No, smoked pork tails.
Maybe even the computer couldn't register turkey tails, and so it's like, I have no idea. Pork, I don't know.
Just put pork down.
Next sentence.
You're going somewhere to order turkey tails. You deserve a bag of dicks.
You deserve at least one human penis in
one.
Cut to someone listening to this who loves turkey tails like nobody's business.
Right.
Here, this next sentence.
I know.
This next sentence tells you everything. Not everything, but you'll learn a lot about Lamia in one sentence.
Mm-hmm.
She went on Facebook Live, something she does regularly.
Yep.
It's like, okay, I already know you. You're on Facebook Live a lot.
Mm-hmm. You like to hear your own voice.
Like us.
Mm-hmm.
Like all four of us.
All four of us. Yeah, but we're funny.
I can relate to this gal.
Right, right. We're just not on Facebook Live.
I delete my Facebook, to be fair. And if I do Instagram Live, it's usually to teach someone how to cook pasta properly.
Okay.
That's perfect.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what you're teaching someone how to cook properly next? Turkey tails.
Turkey tails. Please.
So she goes on Facebook Live, something she does regularly, to ask friends if they saw what she did. None of these people are professionals to deal with a severed human penis.
So she's saying, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
At first, she said she thought it was funny, but the longer she looked at the item, the more she became concerned that the phallic-shaped meat could be from a human.
So she took a bite.
And so she called police. I'm gonna bring this up so that you could take a look at it with us, Mateo.
Get ready.
Here we go. Right here. Share. So this is what it looks like.
Ooh.
That does not look like a penis to me.
If I were the cops and I entered her house and I saw that, I would say, Miss, I think you need to get laid more.
Yes!
I would say, girl, you've seen some bad dicks.
I don't know what penis result. I mean, that looks, I've never seen a turkey tail, but I'm going to. First of all, she cooked it. Secondly, I've never seen turkey tail, but I'm assuming that that's what it would look like.
Yeah. Right.
That's not too far off.
But look, we've seen Jesus Christ in a grilled cheese sandwich. We're going to see a penis in a turkey tail. Like, it's not
that's
impossible.
Not too far of a leap.
Yeah, that's not a giant leap to suddenly see what looks like.
We see what we want to see.
Yeah, turkey tails are Rorschach tests. Right. You're right. She needs to get laid. She's seeing a penis in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I see reminds me of Expo.
Literally just a yellow smiley face, like the classic smiley face, and she's like, penis.
No, ma'am. It looks like the front of a penis.
No.
I don't know. No. Maybe.
Also, penis and turkey tail sounds like the greatest pinata ever.
And a turkey tail, also a kid's show.
Penis
in the turkey tail.
Yeah, I agree. That's the new Rizzoli and Isles.
Thank you.
So,
Squad Brothers.
Got it.
First of all, why is this a story? Just putting that out
Because she put it on Facebook Live, and this is a dummy.
I know, but all the things happening in the world, like this is somehow...
Right.
Like,
yeah. Right. This is where your interns write. This is where you like give them. This is also like the one person that's like, if I write one more political story, they're like, all right, here, you can write about a penis shaped turkey tail. Will that get you through the day? You're like,
yeah,
yes,
fine.
It will.
Please.
Yes, it will get me through the day.
Please. I call that a palate cleanser.
Okay. So then she asks her friends to see what do. Then she gets all worried. So she calls police. Akron police responded to the home Monday evening to make a report and take the mystery meat to the Summit County Medical Examiner's Office for testing.
How do you test it?
I don't. There's got to be a way to tell if it's human.
Put a picture of a vagina in front of it, and if it gets hard.
There you go. If it grows, then you know. Or
that's whatever they're into. I don't know.
If it's a heterosexual.
Is that your Johnny Cochran? If it grows.
If it grows, then you know. Yeah. if you see it grow. If it fits.
According to the police report, Singfield, that's Amina, She told responding officers that she was concerned the piece of meat she found could be human remains. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not human, because then somebody is missing something they really need, or somebody might be dead. I just want answers. She is the Perry Mason.
Yeah,
what she wants answers.
I know. Also, like, somebody, how about the fact that Save-A-Lot would be selling human? She's like, she's worried about the person who might be missing something and that they're still alive. Like, someone gave them ice and anesthesia.
Yep. She's gonna bust this case wide open.
Well, okay.
Well,
speaking of,
hard-boiled eggs are eyes and spaghetti and hair.
Please.
Like, what else is someone gonna buy from the grocery store and be like, this could be a human? Right. Like,
she loses her mind when she goes to a Halloween party. Like, are those eyeballs?
No.
Like, she can't stand it.
No.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the case does get resolved right after this.
I love it.
Stick around. Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We have Mateo Lane. Follow him on social media. Let people know how to follow you and your podcast, your great, wonderful podcast. Let them know.
Inside the Closet with Emma Willman and I, and you can follow me on Instagram. Unless if you don't like nudity, don't follow me. It's Mateo Lane, M-A-T-T-E-O-L-A-N-E.
He is really hot, you guys. So yeah.
Plus, you can get a pasta recipe out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I often teach people how to make carbonara the right way.
Yeah.
It's called the carbonara effect.
It's the carbonara effect. It's magic. It's magic how good it is.
Okay. All right. On Wednesday morning, an investigator at the medical examiner's office, I just keep remembering what you just said, like, with everything happening, this is what we have now involved a minimum of three
departments.
Yes. And like multiple people who work for the city who could probably be dealing with a lot of things are all trying to get to the bottom of a this. Turkey tail dick.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that the town wasn't like, well, we have had missing bodies or reports of people.
Right.
Right. This isn't like, in a response.
No. We'll take this mystery meat that's clearly a part of a turkey, not a penis, and go and investigate. Whoa. I mean, it's really a Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah, this is like
for sure.
Your taxpayer dollars at work.
On Wednesday morning, an investigator at the medical examiner's office said they determined the meat was pork, not human.
Okay.
The piece of meat also has a bone in it. Further evidence that would not, that's what it looked like.
You bet it's got a bone in
it. For the record, I could have told you guys all right away. If this woman would have been like, well, there's a bone in it, then it's not a penis.
It's not a penis. Right?
Well, she simple. Her boner and just assumed.
That's right. She was like, it's excited understand. To be right. in to the stew. The
she needs to get laid. Like, she needs to get laid.
Yeah, my sentiment that she just needs to get laid.
Agreed.
In response to the incident, Save-A-Lot said it had not been contacted by the customer or anyone representing her. It also said that it had not had issues with the product before. I also love, so somebody finally reached out to Save-A-Lot. They're like, hey, no one called up. They probably could have told her right away.
Yeah, we know that's it's called pork.
Right.
Look at your receipt again, dummy. Quote,
at Save-A-Lot, we have a long-held commitment to the highest standards and quality control. Could you imagine them being like, guys, we got dicks in the bag?
Yeah.
And work in partnership with our vendors.
The name is Save-A-Lot, not Save-A-Cock.
Right. We work in partnership with our vendors to ensure those standards are upheld. Issues of quality receive the utmost priority, and we take the matter very seriously. We can confirm that we have had no previous quality issues with this item. We have not been contacted by the customer in question or the local authorities regarding the incident. We will take appropriate action at the time, which is also just a way to say, like,
we're not doing anything.
Yeah. What do you want us to say to you?
To say, lady, you're a fucking idiot.
Right. Right. Stop. Like, this should be. And by the way, she should have a punishment for using all these resources and everything.
You've wasted enough people's time. Oh, no,
she'll be just fine.
I know, but I think she should be punished by not being allowed to go back on Facebook Live till the end of the
year. Whoa.
Would that not kill this woman?
You would hurt her.
Just her finger twitching near the
but
keyboard.
But I have
of her
to
computer.
Broadcast me. Oh, making this.
You cannot.
Her pacing back and forth, staring at corn, wondering if it's something else. Right. I mean, it's like,
is this change person
now,
vagina?
At many points, she could have dropped it, right?
Yes. She had many options.
Ready for this? Singfield declined to comment on the incident on Wednesday after test results were available. So after they told her it's pork, she said she now has an attorney who is handling the situation.
Why?
Because she's like, I haven't wasted.
Somehow be like, no, this is a penis. Like, what?
Right. Hey, man, we don't believe your pork.
Wasting.
She's like, I need to waste more people's time. By the way, you can get an attorney to defend you. Like, if you're going to pay that attorney money, they'll take any case.
I'll tell you what it is. The woman that got burned by her coffee at McDonald's years ago, right? Like, ever since then, people have kind of been like picking up like all the stuff you can sue. Now there's not much to sue left because no matter what you get, they're like, by the way, may cause death, whatever.
That's right.
So she's really just scraping the bottom of the barrel to try and get this going. She picked the most obscure meat that no one knows. I mean, it would be, if she got beef and said, I think there was a finger inside, you'd be better off doing that than this turkey tail.
Right.
Full male penis.
That's
like,
right.
Bitch, you're not getting money. Go Get laid.
Right. Mateo, you're like, Save A Lot should have said, look, here at Save A Lot, we have a policy. If you're trying to buy turkey tails, you get whatever's in the bag.
You get what you get and you don't get upset.
You didn't buy grade A beef. You didn't buy a filet mignon or a porterhouse. You bought a bag of turkey tails and you should be glad it wasn't.
How about you're not at Whole Foods? Shut up and get what you
also
and eat it.
Turkey tails.
I'm really curious to follow her around for a day just to see what her life
is. I'm sure you can on Facebook Live,
Mateo.
You're right. I guess I could. It's one of those things, you see like a couple argue in public and you think, okay, if you're arguing in public, like what are you like at home? So I'm just curious what someone's like kind of by herself. It's like 5:45 in the afternoon and just like, what's she doing?
Yeah. What is she doing at 5:45 in the afternoon? That's a great question.
She said the attorney is handling the situation. And on Tuesday, she said, regardless of what it was, the meat was mislabeled and wasn't a turkey tail. You're right, Mateo. This is her like, well, then it's still the wrong label and I got lied to.
Turkey tails aren't even FDA approved.
Quote, she said, it looks nothing like the other meat in the package.
Okay.
Well, you could have seen that then before you got it.
Right. Don't buy that package of meat.
According to another Facebook Live video, she won't stop.
But by the way, real quick, meat is not a surprise. It comes wrapped in saran wrap. You can see. There's no, if you buy a box, you're like, you open it up, you're like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was. Like, you see what you're getting.
That's in a bag. She said it's in a bag.
No, because I care about the three of you. I watched some of her Facebook lives.
Of course you did.
We will get out of here on this. According to the Facebook Live video she was having with her friend, what is the minimum amount of money that Lamia's friend tells her that she can expect to get from Save A Lot?
Okay.
Now, her friend tells her that she has an attorney for her. So this is the person that she hired, the man or woman. And how much, what do you guys think is the least amount of money her friend tells her on Facebook Live?
You can at least get X.
Right.
What do you think, Mateo?
$150 million.
I was going to go crazy high too. I'm going to say $5
million. $5
million.
I'm going to say $100,000 because that's how these dummies, that's like the most that they can think of.
Sure. Okay. All right. One of you is exactly right.
Now we get to play the game of who do you think is exactly right.
So, Mateo, do you believe in yourself?
You think it's you?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I think me.
Okay. All right. This is where we'll leave everybody. Any last plugs before we go? Well, us on September 22nd.
September 26th.
That's
what live down People Town with Birbiglia and Mike Doty, the lead singer of Soul Coughing. So check that out. Eventbrite.com.
Tickets are going. Yeah, they're going.
You can also go to DanielVanKirk.com plus all the other stuff I have going on there. But you can get your tickets for Dumb People Town straight through DVK.com.
Let's do it.
Mateo, anything left for you? Are you doing any shows or anything coming up soon?
Nothing. Okay. You can catch me playing Fortnite at 2 a.m. with Yamaneika Saunders.
Yes. I love it. Hey, that's only 11 in my house. My son will play with you guys. Tell her we said hi.
Okay. According to the Facebook Live video that I actually watched,
I can't believe the minimum
amount of money that Lamia's friend tells her she can expect to get. She actually said, I got a lawyer. He's going to get you blank.
Okay.
For suing Save-A-Lot is $100,000.
Yes! Oh, Randy, I know how these dummies think.
You got it.
About, like that scene in Waiting for Guffman where Corky is like, what I need from you is $100,000. Yes.
That's it.
That is exactly it.
That's how we do it. Mateo Lane, you're the best, man. And I love
hanging out with you.
I look forward to a time in this world where we get to hang out again.
Same. Who knows when that will be, but in the meantime, let's play some Fortnite.
I love Fortnite. And for us, we got to get back to work.
Yep.
dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.